Well, good morning, folks. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton sitting across the campfire from me. Is Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon. You've all watched Larry on TV and followed his career through the years. Larry, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Looks like you about got that old smoke pole just about ready, by
God. Well, I've got to run one more dry patch through it and then make sure that that my primers are all ready, Larry, and I'll be ready to hunt some deer with this with a muzzleloader. What do you say we talk about muzzleloading this morning?
I'll tell you what, I think it's not only the right time, but it's a great subject as too. Over the years, I've had the opportunity, as you well know, to hunt with a muzzleloader pretty much throughout the plains and hunted everything from mule deer to pronghorn antelope to particularly white-tailed deer in Kansas. And I think the season opened about the middle part of the month, and so didn't draw this year, but, you know, next year is another deal. So let's talk a little bit of what kind of gun do you like to use? I noticed you got one there right in front of you.
I do, Larry. Well, this is an inline. You know, I've shot the flintlocks, and I want to thank you years ago when inlines became popular. I remember talking with you, and we talked about the best way to sight one in. Right now, what the challenge for me with a muzzleloader is using a good sabot bullet and shooting deer out to about 175 yards, a little farther. But I remember, Larry, years ago, you know, you told me, you said, get you a big piece of cardboard or a quarter-inch piece of plywood, a sheet of it, and sight it in about 3 inches high at 100. And then the only way that you're going to know where that trajectory is by shooting it, because muzzle loading has got so many variables. How much powder, sometimes as little as 10 grains of powder, will make a big difference, Larry, on point of impact. But to answer your question, I love to shoot an inline these days with a good, I've got mine topped with all things a Zeiss scope. And the scope that's made for shooting 1,000 yards.
But I
do it for light gathering reasons. And I think whether it's flintlock, percussion, or whatever, it's just the one-shot challenge that I like about muzzle loading.
It really is. I love to see that smoke that's created when you pull that trigger on that muzzle loader. And over the years, I've used everything, like you have, from flintlock to percussion to the inlines. And of course, you know, it kind of depends on where you hunt. All of our states have got a little bit different rules, and particularly Colorado's a little bit different than the rest of them. And so you always want to make certain that you're legal in terms of what you can use in terms of the powder, in terms of the projectile, and whether or not you can use optics on it. But like I said, the guns that we have these days, particularly such as the modern inline that really kind of came about because of Tony Knight many years ago, when he created the really kind of first popular inline, it's really changed muzzleloading in a lot of different ways. The powders that we have these days, the powder substitutes, the systems are assured almost that when you pull the trigger that you're going to create smoke. Unlike some of the guns that I've shot when I was trying to hunt with flintlocks, to where you pull the trigger, there was a flash in the pan, and that was it. So We've seen muzzleloading come a long way. Of course, there are a lot of guys out there still that love the buckskinner years of shooting the percussion and the flintlocks, but most of our hunters these days, where it's legal, are using the inline. So you're right, and that is the way to do it. Each gun is just like a rifle. Every rifle has a different load that it prefers, and pretty much the same thing is true with a muzzleloader. Some of them have a tendency to like 100 grains, some of them like 150 grains, particularly if you're dealing with some of the Pyrodex type billeted powders that are legal in some of the states. And with that kind of load, we did a lot of stuff years ago, and I was doing a lot of muzzleloading, and that 3 inches high at 100 with the right kind of bullet, like a 250 or thereabout kind of grain bullet, I mean, you're pretty darn on with that gun out to well over 200 yards. So it's kind of changed muzzleloading over the last several years.
It has, Larry, but the one-shot challenge, you know, is still there.
I think
that's the reason you've got that old smoke pole leaning against the tree on the other side of the campfire, Larry. You still like the challenge.
I absolutely do. And, it's that time of the year, and thank goodness for it. And, you know, it's probably time to throw another log on the fire or be sure somebody watches it enough to get back off in the hills somewhere.
You bet. You know, Larry, they're telling us we're out of time, so I guess we better kick some dirt on the old campfire, and we're going to be back next week at 11:30, the same time, and we're going to talk about bow hunting, something that's near and dear to my heart, and I think we're going to have some more fun.
Absolutely. Look forward to everybody being there with us.
Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the Dallas Safari Club. Since 1972, the Dallas Safari Club has been the gathering point for hunters, conservationists, and wildlife enthusiasts. This year's convention is in Dallas and is held January the 3rd through the 6th. For more information, go online to biggame.org.